The time has come to refine the CDC voucher scheme to better help Singaporean families.
I believe more should be done to assuage cost of living concerns of Singaporean workers and families. On cost of living, this budget introduces yet another tranche of CDC vouchers. Singaporeans can be forgiven for treating the scheme as a permanent one. It was not originally conceived as such when CDC vouchers were set at $100 per household. With another $500 tranche to be disbursed in 2027, the time has come to refine the CDC voucher scheme to better help Singaporean families. Currently, the vouchers are distributed on a per household basis regardless of household size. That is not equitable. A household of two individuals receives the same as a household of five. I propose a simple and targeted adjustment. Retain the $500 base for all households of three members or fewer. For owner-occupied households with more than three members, provide an additional $150 per person. Based on the average Singapore household size of 3.06 persons in 2025, this is a modest and practical refinement, one that better reflects the actual cost of living burden larger families carry.